This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm just going to give you 5 straight reasons why I won't be voting for Joe Biden, not in the Democratic primary and not in the presidential election. And I'm going to say why I reject the idea. It's very basic, but I'll get into it. Why I reject the idea that not voting for Biden is the same as a vote for Donald Trump. That's actually not how voting works. A vote for Trump is a vote for Trump. A vote for Biden is a vote for Biden and nothing else. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
So under no circumstance am I voting for Joe Biden, not when it comes time for me to vote in the Democratic primary, which I have done every year of my life since I was 18 years old, and not in the presidential election. I'm not doing it. It's not happening, period, point blank. There is nothing at this point that Joe Biden could do to change my mind. I don't care if the man literally woke up tomorrow and wore a Palestinian keffiyeh and chanted free, free Palestine. Like, it does not matter to me. My guy, you have literally overseen and defended a genocide for 100 plus days. Your support has literally led to the slaughter of tens of thousands of Palestinian men, women, children, and families. No, I will never support Joe Biden, not under any circumstance whatsoever. Let me give you 5 very solid reasons, and I'll try to unpack and explain how I feel about this idea of not voting for him in the election. You know, the truth is, I probably have like 35 reasons, and you should. Like, I have voted in every presidential election. There will not be a candidate I will support. I don't believe even Cornel West will be on the ballot in the state where I vote. I am still going to vote in many other elections, in many other races in this election, I mean to say. Congressional races, state races, Senate races, all the way to school board and city council races. I'm going to still vote. But nothing Joe Biden could do would get my vote at this point. First and foremost, it has been his overt, strong, unrelenting support of the genocide of the Palestinian people that just prohibits me. My value system is in the way. A genocide is not an inconvenience for me. It's like, oh, I think I can get over it. No, I can't get over it. I cannot get over what Joe Biden has done. Point number one is his support of the genocide. And I could break that down into 20 subpoints, but they all include his lies about Palestinians, Palestinian people, from him saying that Palestinians were exaggerating the number of deaths and the amount of pain that they were suffering, from him lying about actually seeing babies being beheaded. So now we finally know it literally never happened at all. No children were beheaded. And he just completely made it up on multiple occasions. Even when the White House said he was lying, he waited a month and said it again. Like, it's disgusting. and, you know, all the way to sending black folk to the UN Security Council to veto any hope for a ceasefire. Tens of thousands of people could have been saved had there been a ceasefire a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And Israel, from all indications, from all experts, have not at all achieved any of their aims. They haven't rescued any hostages. Hamas is still Hamas. Hamas will be Hamas a year from now and 10 years from now. The bottom line, they have not achieved any of their objectives. And now as they're pulling many troops out of Gaza, Gaza is decimated. Mainly women and children have been slaughtered. And it's despicable. And Israel's reputation is in tatters all over the world and will remain completely devastated for the foreseeable future. No, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. It's his undying support for Israel in this genocide is indispensable to the genocide itself. I literally don't think you have it without the support of Joe Biden and the United States and all of the weapons that have been sent over and over and over and over again. That's reason number one. In fact, I just want to pause there for a moment. I think I'm going to share my additional reasons tomorrow because it is enough for me. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow about Joe Biden's failure on policing, on mass incarceration, on the decriminalization of cannabis and other drugs, as he promised, his false promises on issues around student loans, and so much more. I am nothing but frustrated at me, all the way down to issues on the minimum, on the federal minimum wage. Like, I could go on and on and on. But the genocide is enough for me, all by itself. And I reject this notion that not voting for Trump is the same, and not voting for Biden is the same as a vote for Donald Trump. That's actually not how democracy works. That's actually not how one person, one vote works. A vote for Donald Trump, guess what, is a vote for Donald Trump. A vote for Joe Biden, guess what, is a vote for Joe Biden. Not voting at all is not a vote for anybody. They will either candidate will have to find another place to get the vote. But when they count votes, they don't count people that didn't show up. When they count votes, they don't say this vote for Cornel West is actually a vote for Donald Trump. It doesn't work that way. That's actually not how any of this works. Joe Biden does not deserve our votes. And I don't want to hear, I don't care to hear what Donald Trump would or could have done about Gaza, about Hamas. I don't want to hear it. We don't know. It's only speculation. All I do know is what Joe Biden has done is support a genocide, relentlessly so. And he has stapled his name to the stain of this genocide for the rest of his life and beyond his life. This will always be a part of Joe Biden's story. And I'll help see to it. But he won't have my vote. And no, not voting for him is not the same as voting for Donald Trump. And I won't be voting for Donald Trump, who is also a disgusting human being, who will have terrible policies. And no, you're not going to get me or anybody else who is genuinely deeply disgusted about the genocide. There's no way you're going to twist our arm and get us to vote for Joe Biden. Take care. I'll be right back here tomorrow.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.